Hello, I'm Mary-Anne Kennedy and welcome to this Commonwealth Connections podcast from BBC Radio 3. We're counting down the weeks to the Commonwealth Games with a specially recorded feature on the music and culture of each Commonwealth country. For more information about our podcasts and our terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Africa Movement. My name is Venatius Njou. I'm from the northwest region of Cameroon. I compete in the 69 kilogram category weightlifting. In 2009 in Uganda, Kampala, was an African senior gold medalist in the 69 kilograms. Then at the African Weightlifting Championship, I was also the African champion. For me, it is a very, very big pleasure for me to always see my national anthem be sung in a very big competition. It's a pleasure for me, it's an honor for me to always represent my country and to win medals for my country. When I train, I always train with music, and when we travel, I always travel with makossa, mostly our Cameroonian music. There's also petitipe that I like most. There's igonyame, there's bendika, there's ndiala root, there's papillon, there are many makossa stars in our country. So I love listening to their music. I love listening to Cameroon's culture. Manu Dibango is somebody that has exposed Cameroon culture in the international level, and he has shown many good examples to the young musicians in our country. He's a very respectable man in the world and in our country, Cameroon, and he's our ambassador of culture in our country. The song is called African Boogie. I'm coming to Glasgow to really represent my country and to lift high the flag of my country, Cameroon, to win a gold medal. I'll be very happy to hear the anthem of my country to be played at our competition venue because of me.
Listening to BBC Radio 3's Commonwealth Connections podcast, originally broadcast on World on 3. If you enjoyed it, visit the BBC Radio 3 Facebook page or follow BBC Radio 3 on Twitter. Use the hashtag R3Commonwealth and get involved in the conversation. Also worth checking out the photographs and film clips on our Radio 3 website. Just follow the links to World on 3.